Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm so thrilled you're here. I know that your time is precious, so the fact that you're sharing a moment of your time with us is extra special. We're so thrilled that you're here and you're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I have a very special guest today, someone that I have known for a very long time, and I'm so excited to introduce you to her. Her name is Beljeet Riot, and she is the founder of Lotus Destiny and creator of the Lotus Destiny Star Activation System. So she is an internationally known Ascension Lightworker, a Soul Purpose Expert, an Akashic Records Teacher, and a leading-edge artist who powerfully connects you to your soul's purpose so you can live the dream, life of your dreams. So you can learn more about her at www.lotusdestiny.com. And perhaps you might even want to go there while we're chatting with Beljeet today. So welcome, Beljeet.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Likewise.
So there's so many things that we could talk about, but it's probably great since I know a lot about you, but not everyone else knows a lot about you. Can you share with folks that are listening your story, you know, in a nutshell, how you shifted from knowing your purpose to actually living your purpose?
Awesome. I would love to share that. It all started in 2003 where I was working at an architect firm and working very long hours living in Toronto, Ontario, and had a huge passion for art, but in my mindset, it was working really hard to make lots of money, and this is the way that life needs to be. And there was a deep yearning, deep, deep, deep inside of mine that was just really needing to connect with something. Didn't really know what it was, but knew it needed to be a connection with something. And then what ended up happening was that I developed what you would call it an anxiety disorder, and developed some depression, and then went on medication and just kind of masked everything and kept going for work. And then 2005 is when I had a big relapse, and I had to really sit down and think to myself, what's going on in my life right now, and what is it that I need to do to shift? And I was in this big need of desperation for answers about life, and I just remember sitting on my balcony actually having a conversation with God. That was like my very first big conversation with God, and saying, okay, God, what is it that I need to do? Show me what is it that I need to see, because I'm ready to give up. I'm working really hard. There's nothing in my life right now, and there's this disconnect. And it was until a week afterwards where I knew I needed to connect with energy. And that's when I just was searching on the internet through Google for energy healing, and I found homeopathy. So I ended up taking a homeopathic remedy, found an amazing homeopathic doctor, and 4 months within, I just came out of this very big dark tunnel. And it was a big, I would say, awakening for me to spirituality, to consciousness, and being aware of how I was really repressing my emotions. And I would say a month later is when I met you. I remember meeting you at a numerology class, and I remember I was like, there's something more to you. And I knew that I needed to come see you, and I didn't really know why. And that's when I, after the your numerology class, I went to your Angels Healings class, and that's when I actually experienced energy on a whole nother level. And I was so amazed that I ended up doing my Reiki mastery through you, and also as well as had my first or second Akashic Record consultation with you. I had it with someone else at the first hand, but I remember having it with you, and it was just so powerful and so profound that I realized what I was really yearning for was for that deep connection with myself. It was really connecting with my own purpose, my own soul's mission, and I was like, oh, right. And so with the ongoing Akashic Record consultations with you and also learning the Akashic Records from you, that automatically led me to really fully understand what my purpose here on this planet, and what is it that I really need to do with my life. So within a year, my life did a 180 and ended up moving up to Vancouver and worked at another architect firm here and also started consulting. And that's how Lotus Destiny came about, because it's all about, you know, peeling those layers and really getting connected to your soul's mission and feeling that connection within yourself as this divine lotus.
Hmm. It has been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And the reason why I ask people to share their story when they come on is because we always find ourselves in someone else's story.
Yeah, definitely.
And so when you're sharing and being honest, right, it's always so great when we're honest about what really happens, not just kind of making it all seem like roses and gardenias, right? Like we talk about, yeah, I was depressed and then I, you know, did this. And we all kind of have that dark night of the soul, right, that takes us out of this space and shifts us back into where we need to be. But we kind of have to go through that process simply because it's an unwinding of old energy and stepping into new energy.
Yeah. I've had a lot of people ask me, you know, have you always had this gift? Has this, you know, do you have to be really special in order to do what you're doing? And I was like, I just started laughing and I said, no, it's all within us. But what really brings it out in us is that you do end up going through this deep transition. You know, if we call it the night of the dark soul or a big healing crisis, whatever it is, but that's what brings it out. And you know, I say to everyone, it's within every one of us. It's just having to really look deep inside.
Mm-hmm. And it's the belief, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
Belief and our ability to tap into that.
Definitely.
Absolutely. So then Lotus Destiny was formed. Mm-hmm. And what happened next?
So after Lotus Destiny was formed, I then started to realize that me working at an architect firm no longer was serving me.
Uh-huh.
So here I was working at an architect firm full time, and I just started to notice that I was lacking passion for it. And what my passion was really more so about was diving more into my creativity. I started making jewelry with crystals, and I started creating star activations, which I'll be explaining more about, but I actually started to channel stuff while I was working. And I just knew that it was time for me to move on and be a full-time Akashic Record consultant, creative visionary, and do my own, have my own business. So 3 years within, I finally gave my notice, and since then, I've been fully self-employed, living an awesome life with Lotus Destiny. And within Lotus Destiny, what started to really flourish was my own creativity and being able to really express myself. And through that, that's how the star activation started to come about, and also my coaching programs, because I was able to have this time and energy to really focus on what I'm really passionate about.
Beautiful. So interesting how everything evolves, don't you think?
Yeah.
We start off with one thing, and then it just kind of keeps moving into more and more stuff.
Definitely. When you make room for it, then the new stuff even comes in, right? It's just having
yeah.
to make room for it. Yeah.
And the new stuff eventually becomes the old stuff, and we either shift it or we upgrade it to something that we want it to be.
Yes.
And it just keeps going and going and going.
Definitely.
Oh, I absolutely love that. So you started out with the crystal jewelry and then moved into the star activations. And I want to give us a bit of time to chat about the star activations, because it's quite interesting to hear that story of how that came to be and how it serves people. And I also know, actually, for those of you that are listening right now, you're definitely going to want to continue listening, because Beljeet has a very special gift for you just for listening in today that has to do with her star activations. So I definitely want you to stay tuned. And while we take a quick commercial break, I'm going to invite you again to visit www.lotusdestiny.com to learn more about Beljeet. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and you are listening to Soul Purpose Central. I am your host, and today I'm with my very, very special guest, Baljeet Riot. Baljeet and I have known each other for a very long time. She is the founder of LotusDestiny.com and creator of the Star Activation System as well. So not only is she a teacher of the Akashic Records through the Soul Journeys method, which is my method, but she also has her very own proprietary system, the Star Activation System. So I know you had mentioned that before, Baljeet, before the commercial break, but I'm wondering if you could take some time to share with folks what are the Star Activations, how did it come about, and how are you using them right now?
Awesome. I would love to. The Star Activations actually came about while I was working at the architect firm here in Vancouver. And I remember beforehand I just started to draw just on paper sacred geometry. I've always been fascinated with sacred geometry. It just really spoke to me when I even saw other artists, visionaries that are out there right now that have different sacred geometry card decks, etc. And I was just so inspired by it, but also felt so connected with it and wanted to delve even deeper into whatever sacred geometry meant to me. And I remember one day I was at work, and I work on AutoCAD, and as I was working on a site plan, I started to see these symbols on the site plan that I was drawing up, and I was like, I wonder if I just started to play around with these different shapes. And I clearly remember right at my lunchtime, I actually spent the whole hour just starting to make shapes on the computer. And my coworker said to me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm really feeling something from this. I was just really in my essence, just channeling and really creating these amazing shapes on the computer." So then after my lunch, I had sent all these images home so I can print them out and have a look at them, because I knew that they meant something a whole lot deeper to me and really wanted to go further into what it was all about. So as I went home, I got really excited and I printed out these images, and at the time I had called them sacred geometry. And I remember putting my hand over the different images, and I was feeling this big whoosh of energy going through my whole body and feeling this overwhelming sensation, this blissfulness. And I was like, wow, this has a lot of frequency. So at the time, I had called them sacred geometric patterns. I didn't really know what to call them at the time, but I knew that they sent a very strong frequency. So in 2008, I ended up having a fashion show, and I had these star activations printed onto bamboo clothing. And so all that people had to do was hover their hands over this pattern, and they would receive this frequency. And after the fashion show, I just kind of stopped everything and went back to work and was like, okay, well, I guess it's time to go deeper with what these sacred geometric patterns are all about. So I remember actually having a regression with you and going back to my creation story and actually going back to the star activations at the time. They were called sacred geometric patterns, and I remember hearing very clearly from my guides that these are called star activations. And the star activations are basically universal energies, and they channel sacred geometry, light, color, sound, frequency, all at once. And it's a very powerful, I want to call it a stargate energy to you. So with each star activation pattern, each time you look at it, it always means something different. So today you may look at the same pattern and say, okay, I'm going to clear out jealousy and bring in worthiness. And the next day you may have the same star activation, but it's going to mean something else. So I was fairly, very clearly told by my guides that there's not really a specific name for each of the star activations. There's going to be different patterns, but it's going to resonate to each individual that's choosing whatever star activation. So what I created from that was a healing circle, because I was like, well, how am I going to use this for myself and for other people? How do I use this? So I created a healing circle where people came live, and they'd be about close to 20 people, usually per month. And I had a big healing circle, and I'd play some nice soft music, and I just started channeling the star activations with each sacred or star activation pattern. And with each clearing, that's when I brought in different energies. So, for example, I call in the star activation of power and really explaining to people what power really means, the universal truth of power. I call in the star activation of worthiness and letting go of whatever no longer serves. So what the star activations are really for is really bringing people back to their own essence. I was clearly shown by my guides that we're so trapped inside of ourselves that it's so important to be in our own power and to be in our own essence and to really tap into our gifts and talents. And that's what the star activations are for. They're really to be used to really tap into your own essence, to your own gifts and talents, and bringing that forward. And so with the healing circles, I then created the teleseminars. So I wanted to reach out globally. And since then, I've been having monthly teleseminars where people can just go in online or dial in from home and just lie down or set up to receive these energy transmissions. And now I'm in the process of creating the star activations onto canvases so that people can actually purchase them for their own home, and many more projects are coming through through the star activations.
Wow. Quite a journey, isn't it?
It's been an amazing journey.
It feels like it was a long time ago.
It does.
But as you're talking, I realize it hasn't been all that long, but it just feels like it. Maybe that's because time is accelerating so much.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So aside from offering the star activations, which you've mentioned, and also doing Akashic Record consultations and teaching Akashic Record classes, what else do you do with folks?
I just launched a Divine Goddess Soul Purpose program and a Divine Goddess Creative Visionary program. So
that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. It got really clear to me, I would say around September, that I really needed to start working with women.
Mm.
And I'm really good working with men, and I'm good working with women, but I knew I needed to really go further with women and connect them to their goddess energy. Because I've been so immersed in connecting to my own goddess energy, I thought to myself, well, why am I not teaching this? This is what I love to do, and this is what I love to share with other women. So what I've created is a six-month program, and that's the Divine Goddess Soul Purpose program for women that are really wanting to connect to their soul's purpose and really explore their goddess energy, really get connected to that essence and releasing any transgenerational programming and whatever kind of programming that no longer serves them, but really allowing them to embrace in their goddess energy and living their soul's purpose. And the 12-month program is the Divine Goddess Creative Visionary program, and that's meant for women that are ready to step up and be a stand for their gifts and their talents. So even then, they are acknowledging what their gifts and talents are and discovering their soul purpose and really living in alignment to that and actually creating products or whatever it is that they see themselves as creative visionary out here into this world. So really making that vision for themselves.
I can only imagine how many people you can help with that program. Like, I can hear people listening right now thinking, oh, my goodness, that sounds so exciting. That sounds like I need that. Do you even have any more room in your programs?
I do, actually. I actually do have a couple of more spaces left in the program. It is very important, as with the shifting consciousness, there's many people that are now starting to get really connected to that creative energy and really wanting to know what to do with it and actually wanting to get clear with how to use what they have, their gifts and their talents, so they can actually get connected with me at my email at Baljit, B-A-L-J-I-T, at lotusdestiny.com to find out more information about my Divine Goddess programs.
Okay, and so they get in touch with you, Baljit at lotusdestiny.com, and they just tell you they're interested in one of your coaching programs?
Yep, and what I'll be doing from there is sending a application form, and this is for a complimentary 30-minute call. So this is just to get really clear and in tune to see if we're each other's energetic matches and getting clear with what is it that they really want for their own program, right? So after emailing, I'll be sending an application form, and, you know, it allows you to just really go into your heart and see what is it that you really want to do and achieve and get connected with and doing your own soul's work, because that's also very important when you're applying for any kind of program.
Mm-hmm. And really, folks have nothing to lose. There's a no-strings-attached call. Right, they have nothing to lose by applying and hopping on a call with you if they're eligible to see, you know, what you may be able to offer them in relationship to where they are right now and how they can move forward. So while people are visiting your site, www.lotusdestiny.com, you and I are going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and have more conversation with Baljit Riot. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You are listening to Soul Purpose Central. And if you're just tuning in, we are with our special guest, Baljeet Riot, who is the founder of LotusDestiny.com and also creator of the Star Activation System. So, Baljeet, before the break, we were talking about your goddess program or programs, and I know that you also have a very special offer, which we're going to go into a little later because we want to have a nice little surprise at the end for folks, a very generous giveaway that you have for people that are listening to the show right now. So, aside from the Goddess Program and the Akashic Records and the Star Activations, you've got a lot going on, but I have a sense that you probably have even more that you're ready to start moving forward with. Do you have, like, what's next for you?
What's next for me is actually getting products going. And right now I'm in the process of creating a, the Star Activations onto canvases so that people can have their own star activation piece. And also, I'm also creating star activations for anyone that really wants to have their own complement or their own star activation for themselves that's unique to them. It's a one-of-a-kind star activation for them that they can have in their own homes. So how would that work is that I'm actually tapping into their own essence and expressing that out onto the canvas, and someone can put that in their home and look at it every day and feel fully activated and fully in their radiance because it's really tapping into their own essence. So where Lotus Destiny is now moving is actually creating products that are for people that are, you know, really wanting to get in touch more with the star activations. I've had many, many people that were like, well, where can I get this? I really want this. I really, really want this. And so I finally surrendered and said, okay, it's time to create products. And right now I'm actually getting them printed onto canvases. So I'm really focusing on programs for women and creating products for star activations for people to have in their own homes.
Wow. So I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. You are actually going to create art for people based on their essence.
Yep, most definitely.
Okay, that's pretty incredible. So then they have that their whole life?
Yep, it's a one-time only thing, and they have that for their whole entire life. It's something that is absolutely infinite, and they can have that for their whole entire life.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. I know that you, well, you mentioned earlier that you had done your fashion show. Are there any more plans for you with creating a fashion line or doing any other shows like that?
Yes, most definitely. It's something that I think about and dream about every day. What's going to be happening is that as the canvases are being created, the next step is creating the jewelry line, so having star activation pieces. So I'll be creating pendants that will have the star activations on them that people can wear, and then from there, it's creating the star activation line that's going to have each star activation on, whether it's T-shirts and also pants. And all the fabrics are either 100% organic cotton and other 100%, you know, organic bamboo. So I'm really creating more of a leading edge, contemporary, very clean line that still has that deep connection with consciousness that's available for people to have that they can wear wherever, whenever. I still have people right now that still have my own pieces of my last fashion show in 2008 that wear my T-shirts that I've created, and they say whenever they wear it, they're always having an amazing day because they're always radiating their own essences. So I very much look forward to creating this whole line for everyone.
Wow. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So, you know, part of the reason why we talk about this stuff is because we're sharing what's going on with us so that other people can be inspired by what you're sharing, right? So that folks who are sitting at home and thinking, oh, I would love to create my own art, I'd love to create my own business, I'd love to, you know, work with crystal jewelry and all those things, they, you know, as we all do, benefit from hearing these kind of stories. So what would you say to someone who is thinking about getting started with some creation that's been with them for a while, some sort of inspiration or something to that effect?
I want to say to always think big, really dream big and have a lot of faith in it. Because when you don't have faith and you know you have something to offer, nothing ever really happens. And it's so important to actually express to other people what you've always wanted to do because you never know what's going to come out of it. And communicating and expressing is such a strong, powerful thing to do. I know when I expressed about wanting to have a fashion show 2 years ago, I remember I was in a program. They're like, okay, well, go do it. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm creating a fashion show. And I got to play and create a fashion show. So it's so important to express to your friends, to your family, or to whomever, and have faith with whatever you're doing and really believe in it. And that's something that, you know, everyone should really do, express and communicate, because you never know who you're going to meet, who you're talking to. You might be talking to a CEO of some sort of, you know, company that will give you some sort of leeway to really allow you to express your gifts and your talents. You may have an opening for an art show. You never know. So it's so important to just express what you have.
That's so important that you share that. And actually, I'm thinking that when you're talking about this, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that once we voice it, once we make a decision and voice something, then the universe can hear us and partner with us on our behalf.
Yes, most definitely. When you keep things to yourself and you just kind of hide things, nothing really happens because you really have no faith in believing it. And when you finally voice it, even if it's just with Source, and you're really saying, okay, Source, I just really want to start this, just show me how, you're going to end up meeting someone that's, you know, in either the same industry as you or whatever, and that's how things are going to get created. So it's so important to just make a request and put it out there.
That's actually really important to hear. That, right? It's just such a great reminder that this is exactly how it works. So aside from the advice that you've already given, what would be some key advice you'd give to people who are kind of knowing what their purpose is, but they just don't know how to move forward with that?
My advice for people that kind of know what their purpose is and want to move forward with that is to really tune into themselves, to really either hire a coach. I really believe that hiring a coach of some sort, a teacher or whatever, to really help you assist and align you to your soul's purpose and getting really clear with how to direct your energy and how to manage your energy. I know for myself and my own experience of hiring a mentor and also hiring you as my mentor as well, I've gotten so clear about my soul's purpose more than anything that I've been teaching this to other people and how to manage and really to know how to focus their energy.
Mm-hmm. The greatest gift we can give ourselves really is to invest in ourselves, and that's the only sure investment, right? Of all the things we could invest in, the only guaranteed investment is the one that we put into ourselves.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's just such great advice. And you know, there's always lots of support out there, listening to shows like this or reading books or hiring mentors or joining support groups. All of those kind of things will move us forward. And the more we surround ourselves with people that really believe in us or kind of have the same goal, the same intention, the more we can really just keep moving forward. We can't go it alone. Like, we can only get so far, as you know, on our own, and then we need to invite someone else in to share and celebrate with us.
Yeah, I totally agree. I find if I know I was Little Miss Independent all my life, just doing things on my own, and, you know, finally having you as my mentor and just having other people assist and help me in was a huge thing, and it's so important to allow others into your life to help you, because if you never know what you're going to get out of that, it's creating, I would say it's a unity consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Awesome. Well, we're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break, and you're definitely going to want to tune back in after the break, because Beljeet has a very special announcement for you, a very special gift for tuning in. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Percent of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. And we have been chatting today with the founder of LotusDestiny.com, Baljeet Riot, about many things, her work in the Akashic Records, how she aligned to her purpose, how she started downloading star activations, and how she created her Divine Goddess coaching programs. And, Baljeet, I'm curious to know what, when you are doing this work, because it is so varied, what part of this work brings you the most joy?
I'm going to say it's really connecting with people that brings me the most joy and being able to really express my creativity. That's what really brings me so much joy, is to share what is deep down and dear to me, and sharing that with other people and seeing everyone light up as a result of it. So that's what brings me a lot of joy.
So of all the folks that you've connected with over the years, and, you know, I certainly have my own insights as well, what have you learned about yourself from all of the people that you've worked with over the years?
Through all the people throughout these years, I would say that I know for myself I have something very powerful to offer, and that I know that I'm in my divine goddess energy. I know I'm a powerful person, and I see everyone else as a big mirror to that, and I know I'm here on purpose to really activate that in other people.
Mm-hmm. So you just keep getting stronger and stronger in your power then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely been learning a lot about, you know, boundaries and really just learning the true meaning of authentic power, being in my power as a divine goddess, and even understanding what a divine goddess is. And I would say that's been the most profound for me.
Mm-hmm. So if you were to say, if you were to eliminate the biggest difference between not living in your power and living in your power, what would you say that is?
If I were not living in my power, I know that there would be some sort of imbalance inside of me. I know that I would be feeling either resentful or rejected. There would just be this deep sense of feeling like, ugh. And how it that may look like is that, you know, in my past, I was going to work every day, just working even overtime just to, be a people pleaser to everyone, just going above and beyond. And I realized that's how I was really giving my power away, because in the long run, I was actually being a disservice to them and a disservice for myself. Nothing was really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there, you know, when you talk about being in your power, what it reminds me of is all the people that I coach with. We think that we're afraid of rejection or abandonment or failure or those things. And yes, we have those fears. But what I've learned over the years from working with folks is that we're really afraid of our own greatness. We
don't even know why we're afraid, we just are. And yet, once we step into our power, we realize that life is just so much better. You know, the types of interactions we have, the people we meet, the opportunities that come our way, the flow that happens in our life. In fact, not being in our power and playing small is when we have kind of the most pain points in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And that's where, you know, and I'm sure everyone can relate, is that when you're in your own greatness and you're just being radiant, you're just being confident, that's when things start to really show up in your life. That's when things are actually being created that you've always desired and more than what you could have even imagined. And when you're deferring your power, that's where all the struggle comes up and everything else. And you can get yourself, you know, it's so easy to get yourself stuck in what we call that hamster wheel, right? So,
Absolutely. So, Baljeet, I know that you have a lot of things that can help people align to their greatness, but you definitely have a specific gift that you wanted to share with listeners today as a way of just thanking them for tuning in and supporting the work that you're doing and being and giving them a gift from a place of high service. So can you share with folks what that is?
Absolutely. I would love to, Jennifer. I'm actually going to be offering a free complimentary 1-hour global full moon star activation this month on December 21st at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And I'll be transmitting these star activations from the comfort of your own home. So all you need to do to claim your gift is to email me at Baljeet, B-A-L-J-I-T, at lotusdestiny.com. And in the subject line, add full moon star activation to claim your free complimentary gift. And this full moon star activation is a surprise activation, meaning that the topic that's going to be revealed is a super special surprise. And once you send me that email, I'll be sending you a complimentary dial-in number and also the access so that you can either go online and listen in, or you can actually dial in. And if you are unable to make it to the call, you're still going to receive the energies and receive your own MP3 for the call. So if you're listening right now, within the 24 hours of this call, again, just email me at belgie@lotusdestiny.com to receive your free global full moon star activation that's coming on December 21st.
Okay, so they need to email you within the next 24 hours of today. So they need to email you by Wednesday, December 8th at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific to claim their free gift.
Right.
Email you belgie@lotusdestiny.com, putting in the subject heading full moon star activation. And it's probably helpful for them to say as well that they were listening to Soul Purpose Central or Jennifer's radio show, or I heard you on the radio or something, to allude to the fact that they were listening in. And then whether they can make it on the call or not, it's still a free gift to them. They will be receiving the recording. And the value of the call is actually $35. I know these, just because you and I have spoken in the past, are very well attended. So that's a very generous gift for folks. And it's a way for them to not only sample what you're doing, but to really experience the power of the star activations, especially on the full moon. So thank you so much for offering that. And Baljeet, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a joy and honor to have you sharing your energy and your essence and your wisdom on our show today. I'm so grateful that you are here and want to thank everyone for tuning in. It's always such a joy to have you here. So from now and until next week when we're live again, I wish you all a wonderful week and many, many warm blessings. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at Soul Journeys. www.thebetterhealthalliance.ca.